performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week. Fill your home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Truman Bradley with another Command Performance. Yes, sir. We're ready to make your helicrafters happy with 30 minutes of the stuff ordered in those letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And your hostess, here to keep us in the swim, is that big splash from the movie world, the beauteous Esther Williams.
Thank you, Truman. Good evening, everybody. And to get right to this...
Esther, I'd like to talk something over with you as expert to expert.
All right, Truman, talk over what?
Well, Esther, women's bathing suits.
What? Truman, what would you know about girls' bathing suits? Well, there's more to a girl's suit than meets the eye.
I know. If there weren't, she'd be arrested. Why, Esther, I know plenty about those little things. Last week, some girls held the skimpiest bathing suit contest at City Hall, and I came in first.
Truman, a skimpiest bathing suit contest, and you came in first?
Yeah, but the mayor threw me out before the babes arrived. But, Esther, what's in store for next season?
Well, next year's suits are shaping up nicely.
Especially yours.
You know, I saw it unusual on a girl today. It was made out of old newspapers. The top was the financial section, and the skirt was the editorial page.
Boy,
and...
I bet she had a wow of a dramatic section.
Mm-hmm.
Esther, any other unusual materials?
Well, true, my boyfriend said that the next time we go swimming, I should wear a cellophane suit.
Mm-hmm.
But gee, if I were wrapped up in cellophane, wouldn't men stare at me with desire in their eyes?
Of course not. The cigarette shortage is over.
Well, of course, it's all a matter of preference. Drew, just what do you like in girl suits?
Esther, you better ask me again. This one's too good to waste.
All right, Drew. What do you like in girls' bathing suits?
Girls.
Which concludes Esther Williams' bathing suit routine, number 8,971, and brings us to the 8,966 boys who have asked for our first guest. He's really top for you, so I know you'll be glad to see the star of the hit parade, Andy Russell.
Thank you, and hi again.
Hello, Andy. Which letter are you answering tonight?
Well, it was a tough decision, Esther. Chewy Barragun of the USS Jason in China wants one song, and Murky Kearns of the U.S. Marines wants another. Gosh, I could stand here singing all night for letters like theirs.
Is that bad? But, you know, Andy, we only have 30 minutes.
Well, okay, but for Private First Class Anthony Bradbury in Germany, here's Linda. Hope you like it, Tony.
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. Thank you. beat, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen when my lucky star begins to shine. With one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
That was swell, Andy. And now, Seaman First, Jim Costello, is one of the many who ordered our Comedy Star of the Evening. You've loved him in nightclubs and on the Don Ameche program, and especially here on Old Command. Here he is again, the irrepressible Danny Thomas.
Boing.
Thanks a lot, and good evening, Esther.
Why, Danny, look at you. You're wearing Bobby Sock. How come you're wearing Bobby Sock?
Look who I'm following, Andy Russell.
Oh.
Thank you, beautiful. Gorgeous girl. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the armed forces, wherever you may be. And everybody that can hear me, good evening. I said it. I bring you news from Hollywood. Motion picture business. What a life. One day you're at Grauman's Chinese Theater putting your footprints in the cement, the next day you're mixing it. Fabulous Hollywood. Wonderful Hollywood with its world-famous nightclubs. Ciro's, Macambo's, Flapsy Maxi's. Unbelievable atmosphere in the capital of make-believe. Till they bring you the check. Then you believe it. But honestly, I don't know what the big fuss is about here. I mean, what's a Hollywood nightclub, after all? It's only a place where a table of people from Milwaukee look over at a table of people from Toledo and say, gee, these movie stars look just like the folks back home. You still got to visit Hollywood, guys, sometime and get to know the stars. They're really right people. Of course, to be popular in Hollywood, you have to join the smart set and attend all the parties given by the best-known hostesses. I'm a very unpopular fella. I don't go to those affairs. I mean, you have to know every page of Emily Post by heart. And who wants to drink coffee from a Demeter? Now, I don't mind the coffee, but did you ever try to dunk a donut in that small cup? I'm afraid I'm doomed to the more horrible things in life, like drinking coffee from a coffee cup. I don't know. And at every party, they serve turkey. It's got to be turkey. You'd think they'd break the monotony once in a while with lox and bagels. Or just a plain hot dog, anything. But it's got to be turkey. And if all the turkeys in the world were laid end to end, that's the part I'd get. Satisfied to eat a little hamburger stand. It's a cute little stand. It's a place called the Heroic Lunch. You just stand up and take it. That's it. You know, I said that once at one of those very smart parties, and I was practically drummed out of the regiment. It seems it was not the intelligent thing to say. Because today, everybody is IQ happy. I don't mind it in men, but when a woman starts worrying about her IQ... That's not normal. I don't know. I don't appreciate that. As far as I'm concerned, an IQ is something you look for in a girl after you've looked at everything else. Well, I'm not clowning. I mean, it seems nobody talks to you unless you can show a degree today. They always got to know, what college did you attend? What college? I could have gone to college. If I'd have gone to high school. They keep asking, what's your college? Finally, I was stuck, me and my big mouth. I had to say Vassar. Right away, the hostess jumps up and she says, young man, Vassar is devoted to girls. I said, lady, what do you think I'm devoted to? Ducks? Don't get me wrong. I love Hollywood. It's wonderful. Seriously, if you're contemplating a visit to Hollywood and wish to mingle with the smart set, there are a few pointers that I can give you, like which part of the olive to throw away. Or when you take a girl to the pool room, always let her shoot first. Many pointers like that. You see, if one really wants to climb the social ladder, One must have a cultured point of view. One should make sure that one treats one with good breeding when one meets one. There are definite things one mustn't do. Now, if you're a man who wants to be ultra, ultra in society, never pinch the maid who's serving tea. It ain't refined. If the lady you're with says to you the tea is hot, although she blew, don't get up and fan it with your shoe. It ain't refined. Don't get frantic if you're feeling romantic and she isn't kissing you back. Just bow from the waist, show your good taste before you slugger jack. Whack! Just adhere to every social law. Eating noodle soup can be a flaw if you use the noodle for a straw. You'll drool, you fool. You're a private on furlough now, and you're anxious to make that social jump. When you're dining with friends, forget army chow. Don't push your food into one big lump. And if you're a girl with the proper background, and you have a date with your G.I. Joe, when he wants to take you to the movies, let him. You can always go back and see the show. Now, when you're with the girl that you prefer, never let her pick the check up, sir. You pick it up and hand it to her. You know, you can save more money that way. I don't know. And so, my friends, I leave you with this moral. In poker, don't bet 'em unless you got 'em. And the only way to get 'em is from the bottom. I know a fella got him and his best friend shot him. And the moment before he died, he lifted up his head and he sighed. Bullet, wanna know something? You ain't refined.
Danny, thank you, but don't run away. And now let's have some more beautiful singing.
From whom, Effie?
From a cutie pie whose performances on command have all the boys clamoring for more. Here, most especially for Private T.L. McIntosh in Austria, is Joan Barton.
Hello, everybody.
What's the subject of your song?
Well, Esther, I'd like to look into what they do on a rainy night in Rio.
Okay, I hope you can keep it clean.
Oh, what do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there ain't no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go far? Sigh, where do you woo on a rainy night in Rio? How can your gay senorita sing? Maybe a gal wants a tender kiss, and yet a fender can you get when you're beneath the wet palm tree? spiffy when the skies are always drippy like they do in Albuquerque when the weather's always murky. Yes, that's what they do in Rio. Like they do in old Manhattan, Coney Island, Bronx, and Staten. Yes, that's what they do in Rio. On a rainy, rainy
Barton, a beautiful soul-stirring bit of melody.
We almost lost that. Esther, what's our next bit of soul-stirring beauty, huh?
Oh, a very heavy drama, True. Tonight, the command, drama, lecture, and gas tank siphon, while you sit there befoozle group, presents its version of that fine movie, The McComber Affair.
Oh, that's wonderful, kid. You know, I'm just the guy to play the part of the hunter. I've done lots of hunting.
Danny, hunting for wildcats in Africa?
Well, the next thing to it, at Hollywood and Vine. Yes, you think I look the part of a jungle hero?
Why, sure. You look like an ape, man.
Hey, kid, watch the commas. Truman Bradley will now set the scene. And, Prue, give Esther and me a terrific build-up. Will you make this sound really important?
Danny, boy, I'll praise you to the sky. McComber Affair, the story of Daniel McComber, a sniveling coward, Margot, his wife, and the big, brave, professional hunter, Truman, to see him is to want him, Bradley.
What a buildup.
Evening in a remote jungle settlement. It's been a momentous day for Daniel Cowardly McComber. We find him making an entry in his diary.
Dear diary, this morning was uneventful. Except that I sprained my ankle making a ski jump off Pike's Peak.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Danny. You're in Africa. Pike's Peak is in America.
When I jump, I jump.
Oh, Daniel, my stupid coward of a husband. What are we doing in Africa anyway?
You know, dear, I'm hunting for a samba.
Oh, samba. Daniel, a samba is a dance. You should say I'm hunting for a simba.
What's a simba?
A huge, horrible, man-eating lion.
Look, Mrs. McComber, you pick your partners and I'll pick mine, huh? Well, they told me the professional hunter's place is...
I'll be there in a minute. Hold the caravan. Wait for me. Hey, hold it.
Hey, God, what was that?
The late George Affleck.
Oh. Well, here's the professional hunter's place. Looks like a store.
Well, Bradley sells equipment, too.
Gee, all the stuff. Saddles, pack sacks, rucksacks, knapsacks, sleeping bags, lotions, canteens, guns, camels, toothpicks. Why, this place has everything. What do you know? No floor.
Hello, folks. I'm Truman Bradley, hunter and man of the jungle.
Gee, he's a pretty one.
Bradley, you're a man of the jungle.
Yes, in fact, I'm like Tarzan. There's nothing I like better than to go into the woods and swing from tree to tree.
That may be fun, but ain't it kind of hard on your tail?
Daniel! Daniel, Truman, my cowardly husband wants to hunt wild animals, but if he heard a lion roar, it would scare his pants off.
Ah, no, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. If he heard a pussycat roar, it would scare his pants off.
Oh, now it...
Gee, pink ones with lace yet.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you guys get smart. On my last trip, when I came face to face with that big tiger, why, I astounded the world.
You didn't get the tiger.
Maybe not, but I set a new record for the 100-yard dash. Well, Bradley, if you take us on a hunt, you can furnish the equipment, but, I'll furnish the bottles of water.
Oh, no, you won't. Truman, my cowardly husband, makes the same mistake every trip. Instead of water, he brings bottles of bourbon.
McComber, are you completely stupid?
Yeah, and I hope to remain that stupid every trip we make. Well, let's be off. Dear diary, We probed into the mysterious jungle. At first, the trip was fun. Margot sighted strange animals.
Look, Danny, there goes a pack of gazelles. Oh, and there goes a pack of antelopes.
Say, McComber, you got a cigarette?
Sure, here. Well, there goes a pack of camels. What a trip.
Oh, goodness, what's that awful-looking bunch?
Where? Oh, hide, Margo. Those are the headhunters.
Headhunters? Daniel, why don't you join them?
Join them?
Yes, this time you might have better luck.
Hey, someone's coming through the brush. Maybe the headhunter spotted us.
Oh, thank heaven you came. I've been lost in the brush. I was lost in the brush.
Who are you?
Oh, just a cute little flake of dandruff.
Daniel, what did you do?
I popped him with my bottle of green.
Oh, McComber, you're a stupid coward.
Coward, huh? Margo, I'll prove I'm brave. I'll fight this huge brute of a gorilla right here, and then I'll be king of the gorillas.
Oh, Daniel, that's a tiny little monkey. Why don't you pick on something your own size?
I'm no fool. I'll fight this monkey, then I'll be king of the monkeys. All right, you little baboon. Up with your mitts. Two bananas, I gotta pay my taxes.
Hey, folks, this is awful. I forgot to tell you.
What's wrong, Truman?
You know, we gotta be very careful with the water. It's 60 miles to the next water hole.
60 miles? My goodness, what if we run out of water before we get to the water hole?
Well, we'll just have to drink out of our Dixie cups.
Oh, fine. Margo, if this guy's a jungle expert, I'm... Hey. Hey, Bradley.
Yes.
Hey, why are your men making all that racket? They're gonna wake up all the animals.
Oh, that's the idea, stupid coward. They found the tracks of a huge lion in the brush, so the men are beating it.
They ain't stupid. I'll scram, too.
Oh, come back here.
Hey, there's a lion. There's a lion. Hey!
Oh, don't be scared, Daniel. Lions are nice. Remember the story of the man who found a lion crying in the woods? There was a splinter in the lion's paw. The man pulled the splinter out of the lion's paw, and you know what the lion did?
Yeah, he used it for a toothpick. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, careful, McComber, careful. That lion is wounded. That means he's going to charge us.
Daniel, remember, when he charges, don't lose your head.
Why tell me that? Tell the lion. I'm going to take a shot at him.
Oh, Daniel, you couldn't hit the side of a barn in Arkansas.
I couldn't, huh? Watch this.
Wonderful, McComber.
What do you mean? I didn't hit the lion.
No, but you hit the side of a barn in Arkansas.
Oh, Daniel, you stupid coward. Now you'll have to go in there and finish off the beast.
I've got to?
Yes, McComber, it's the law of the jungle.
Hey, who's the congressman here? I want to write that guy a letter.
Go ahead, Daniel. He's in there waiting for you.
How long will he wait?
All night, if necessary.
Tell him it's not necessary. I wouldn't want he should lose all that sleep.
McComber, go get that animal.
Yeah, McComber, and remember, with this type of lion, you got to hit a vital spot with your first shot, see? Be sure to hit the medulla oblongata, or the third vertical vertebrae, or the left ventricle of the heart.
Here I go.
Damn, you got him.
Margo, where did McComber hit the lion?
2 inches south of the appendix.
Wonderful shooting.
Oh, it's easy. Once you're inside.
And now my wife. My wife rushed toward me. Kind of gruesome, but it's in the script. My wife rushed toward me, hero worship in her tender eyes.
Kiss me, my stupid, cowardly husband.
But I had changed. When I shot that beast, something exploded within me. I was now a man. Margo, you can't shove me around anymore. Things are going to be different.
How, Daniel?
No longer may you refer to me as your stupid, cowardly husband. I've had enough, you hear?
Then how shall I refer to you?
Just as your stupid husband. The cowardly is out.
My hero! A wonderful piece of dramatic, Dad. wonderful way to fill the last order of the day. But keep those orders coming from hospitals and overseas, and we on old command will keep filling all we can. Tonight, your letters brought in...
Esther Williams, Andy Russell, Joan Barton, Danny Thomas...
and Truman Bradley. Thanks for inviting us in, gang, and lots of luck. Good night.
Was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.